It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DG Ask 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. It's a real Monday, isn't it?
It feels like a Monday.
Yeah, it really does. Like, let's just play this out and say this was Thursday. I would be saying, man, this feels like a Monday.
Yeah. Totally. The weather. But I'm so glad it's been raining. My gosh.
Yeah.
What has
we really
been a
needed
month
it.
Since we had a good downpour, at
yeah.
least.
Feels like living on a potato chip. Yeah. Everything's just dry and crispy.
My backyard's like shredded wheat.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, are you just a awful. Waterer? Like, if it doesn't rain, are you putting the sprinklers out?
No.
Just let it go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever
natural.
Happens,
it always
happens.
Comes back. It always comes back. It's never dead. It's always just sleeping.
Are you the house that has the crispy, dry lawn and everyone around
no,
you is pristine?
No, so no most of our neighborhood's out. Kind of the same. Our next door neighbor has an underground system, so hers is a little bit better than the rest,
fancy.
But most of us are kind of the same. Just it is what the weather says it is.
Yeah. I think today is officially fall.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I turned my air conditioner off, hopefully for the last time.
Wait, what?
Opened my windows.
What's the temperature today?
It's going to be a high of like 79, 80.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can do that in the house?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I can't do that.
I can't
too
do
hot
that.
Either. Yeah.
Too hot?
Sweaty.
Yeah.
I'll be sweaty.
Yeah, I really prefer the windows open, like in general.
Oh, no, I get that for sure. Yeah.
What's your temperature when you sleep?
70.
That's chilly.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, I need a little chilly too.
Yeah.
I've gotten chillier as I've gotten older. I don't know. Yeah. I like it chillier right. as I've gotten older.
And at some point it turns,
sense,
though.
I guess.
At some point it turns, though, because my parents now keep their house hot as hell. And they don't believe me when I tell them it's hot. Like, they're like, I don't want to sleep upstairs, Dad. I'm going to sleep in the basement because you keep it too hot. He's like, what do you mean hot? I'm like, you got it at 75. That's too hot. He's like, that's not hot. Well, all right. I'll just tell myself to stop sweating.
Oh, my mom's house.
Hot.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like a sauna?
Like a tomb.
Yeah.
It was like windows shut. She smoked 77.
Yeah.
Right.
Kept it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, 77. Yeah, that's hot. Yeah. I can get what you mean, though. Like this temperature, if it's like upper 70s, even 80, if with the windows open, there's like a breeze. Like if it's windy, that's a whole different vibe.
Well, I don't think it feels 80 outside today either.
Yeah, I don't think it is yet.
No, I think that's the high.
Yeah.
So, doesn't matter though. Today's the last show
of
ever.
Why?
Tell them
the last show of ever.
I believe there is a rapturous event.
Rapture's tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah. According to who? Which group?
Me.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Let me Google.
A small group of evangelical okay. Protestants.
So this is the last day because...
Jesus is coming back tomorrow, taking the worthy, leaving the rest of us for the tribulation period.
So who's going to be left out of this group?
How will we be able to tell the difference?
Kevin, Dave, Andrew, Trish.
Yeah, I'll be here.
You guys,
we're not saying that we are going to get raptured.
No,
it's just
we
probably won't have to do a show if there is
right.
a rapture. That's
right.
what we're saying.
Yeah. No, like,
we'll get a couple weeks off to regroup.
So here my question would be is how would we tell the difference between what's it been like and the tribulation?
Good question.
Because it's been pretty trying times for
Good
a
question.
Long time
My
now.
Question is, so the people who are saved or raptured or whatever, do we just ascend? And then what happens to the people who are left? Is it just dead bodies?
We is a pretty strong word to use
here.
That's when the and I know this from Left Behind. That's when the tribulation start and there's like lakes of fire and stuff.
Don't be dramatic. Not lakes of fire. Just the, like, I'll get this wrong. But I think a 7-year tribulation period where it's just bad and like the Antichrist and the false prophet are running things. You have to have the mark of the beast to buy bread and to trade.
Oh, so we can live for 7
more
years.
It's just bad.
It's just bad.
But Kevin said, which is a really interesting point, like we'd have to have giant tarantula baristas at Starbucks to really notice a big difference.
Right.
I would love the Left Behind DGS. That sounds like fun. Me complaining like, oh, the Leviathan took out the bridge, so I had to, took me an extra hour to get to work
today. I
had
a thumbit.
It would be interesting to see who's left, though.
I mean, we could pretty much guess.
Like, aha!
Yeah.
You thought you had it.
And who decides?
Also, do we actually know the rules? Like, there are people that say they know the rules, but who knows the rules? Who knows what big man upstairs is actually going to think and who he's going to pick? You think he's going to pick the one that's just in church on Sundays if he's also a jerk?
Or
you
yeah,
think that
he has hate
you think he's
going to
pick the one that does good things even if he's not going?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's, there are different versions.
Yeah.
But let's just say the King James. Like, a third of people don't believe it at all, and then everyone else believes completely different things, which is interesting. Just one book, but there are hundreds, maybe thousands of sects that believe different things.
But the
Catholics, I don't believe, even talk about the rapture.
The people that are cited in the Bible, though, they thought that the second coming was in their lifetime.
Yes, I believe that's true.
The scholars have talked about this forever, that... Peter was like, don't even bother getting married because there's no time because it's happening.
So
this is that's why a lot of the apostles, a lot of people that were followers were like, don't even get married, don't bother because you don't have time. It's ending anyway. This is ending in our lifetimes. This is done, and here we are 2,000 years later, and people are still like, hey, it's ending.
So according to this group, like you said, how do you decide? Blah blah blah. But all other religions, people who believe in all of their religions, I guess, would be left, right?
Yes.
According
to these people. Of course, I mean...
For sure.
So even if you're pure and pray to your God and do good deeds and look out for man or woman or child, because you believe in a different
It's my understanding.
God, you're left.
And largely you believe in what you believe based on where you were born. That's the vast majority of how people come into contact with what their beliefs are.
Yeah, I mean, I believe what I believe because my parents
believe it. You're born into it, and it's what you understand. So if you're born in Nepal, well, you're not gonna be born into a Christian family, most likely. You're probably a Buddhist. You don't have any control over that. You didn't do anything to be. So this is why I never understand the whole "we know the criteria" thing. So why would you think that God would punish some kid who had no say in anything about what he followed or didn't follow?
Because they believe that's what their holy book says.
Right, but it doesn't. I mean, I've read it too. It doesn't say, people who never were exposed to this are going to be dead. It's one thing if you were to make the argument like people exposed to it and then rejected it. Like that would be at least a cogent argument. But how would somebody, if they never even know? How are you gonna have to take the rap for that?
Preaching to the
it's
choir,
pretty,
man.
Yeah. Pretty raw deal, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't think the big guy gives raw deals. I don't think he's like intentionally going, ha, you're over there. It's too bad, buddy. I just don't believe that.
I don't know. If I knew the answer,
well, that's a good
I'd
point.
Feel much better about everything.
Yeah, the better answer you know? Is we really
any answer.
Knows.
Any right? Any
yeah.
answer?
Yeah,
it's that's
a,
just
that's a good truth though. You nobody knows.
Nobody knows, and you it's just a great, pray for the best.
It's a great place to start.
Unintended.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
I think that's a great place to start.
That's actually my philosophy on all of it. I don't know.
And
I don't know.
But people truly believe they do, and
sure.
that's where the actions come into play.
But I think anyone, including the Pope, who I believe would agree with me, it doesn't matter who you are, how religious you are, how much you believe it, just logically, mathematically, spiritually, I think it's healthy to still have some room, to have some doubt, to have some wiggle room. And I'll quote for the 20th time on this show, Father Ted from Priest and Rabbi said years ago, one of the smartest things ever, let me get it right, he said, certitude is the opposite of faith.
Yeah.
So if you say you have faith, you also can't say you're certain. Because it's faith. If it were certitude, that has nothing to do with faith.
It would be knowledge instead of belief.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really big differentiation.
Yeah.
The difference between knowledge and belief. Because belief can be strong. It can
sure.
feel like knowledge, but it's not. Because it can't because something that can be known can be looked up, can be measured, can be seen.
And
the idea the whole point of faith is that you can't see it and you can't know it. So you stick with it anyway.
Yeah.
That's what faith is.
Well, I'm sure the Bible says this, that basically paraphrasing, there are people who have seen my miracles, but blessed are those who have not seen but still believed. That makes sense to me.
Sure.
Like, hey, you guys saw the pillar of fire. You guys saw Jesus rise from the dead. You guys saw this blind guy get up and walk. But there are a whole bunch of people never seen any of those things. And if you still believe without the proof, good for you. That's what the Bible says.
I feel a lot of different ways about this. Like I could go off on little things, but what makes me upset, I guess, about people that get angry about someone who believes in something, who cares? Like if it makes me feel better and live better and treat people better because I believe in this, why does it make you so angry? That's what
Let
really
me answer
bothers
that
me.
As an agnostic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't at all. I've said many times in the show, I don't know how a toaster works. So how am I going to tell you you're wrong about God? I can give you my reasons for what I think is true, and you can give me yours, and maybe there's a Venn diagram overlap. But if not, if it makes your life better and makes you happier, you should do that. I've said very openly and honestly that when I was a Christian, I was happier. It was simpler. I had someone looking out for me. I had
a belief
system, rule book.
A guide. Yeah.
I had it. But easier isn't comfortable if you don't believe it. And so I am wide open. Wide open.
But there's not everyone's like that.
No.
And, no, most people are not.
And having said that, just a side note off that, people who think other religions are wrong. Like, I don't like that either. Yeah. I don't necessarily think I'm 100% right. I can't. Because what would that mean? That everyone who doesn't believe what I believe is just
That's what most people
doomed?
Think.
Like, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel
right. And see, right on cue, Kristen Earle says, y'all really don't know anything about the Bible. Scripture is all caps, really clear about all these things, but you do have to actually hear them. That's what I'm against.
Yeah.
That's what I don't believe in. I don't believe in magic that God picked you and not me. And the evidence is against Christian Earl.
Yes.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be 1,000 different Christian churches.
Well,
if it were that clear.
That's kind of the point, right? Even within the same basic belief system, there are how many different versions of it?
Oh, there's... Under the Catholic Church, there's 35 different rites or something
that's
like
just,
that.
And that's just one branch. That's not counting any Protestant evangelical churches that broke off at various points in history. And every one of them has a slightly different view on maybe some of it, maybe just basic day-to-day doctrine. Some of it's on bigger things. But then you're going to tell, again, the rest of the world that they're wrong.
Right.
Based on what?
And they're going to suffer and be doomed?
Yeah, I mean...
That's just ick.
It's... Because I think... what you're getting to, Trish, is there are definitely people, they're kind of the people that I would put in the maybe in the angry atheist category, where they're going to lash out at it.
You're stupid.
But in part of that is them being tired of being told that they're going to hell, that they're wrong, whatever. And you're not the person that would do that.
No.
It's just other people who are religious that do. And then then we have this nonstop back and forth.
To me, it's the absolute height of arrogance. Back to my, I don't know how a toaster works. I would struggle to do long division right now. I am not the smartest person in the world. If I were, if somehow you could clock my IQ and say, no one's ever been as smart as this guy, I would be smart enough to look at this multi-thousand-year-old manuscript and say, I'm probably not getting everything this is trying to tell me. I'm probably missing some historicity. I'm probably missing some logic. I'm probably missing some something. There's something I'm not getting. I'm sure of that because I'm the smartest man in the world. So knowing I'm not nearly the smartest man in the world, I'm very sure there are many things about this thousands of year old manuscript I don't get. Things I missed, things that went over my head, things I'm not smart enough, things I'm not spiritually attuned. But then you have people like Christian Earle who says, it's easy. It's so clear.
Which I'm a little bit jealous of that.
I'm not.
I am a little bit.
Oh,
because here's the thing, though.
Well, he's probably happier than me because he's so sure.
I'm a little bit jealous. So not much because I don't want to have that outlook.
So here's the thing, though. Like when you mentioned the math, Dave. So only about 30% of the world is Christian. So let's say one third of the earth are made up of Christians. I think only like 10% are evangelicals. So 90% of the world does not see things the same way that you do.
Seems like they have a louder voice than that, don't they?
It's bigger here.
Yeah.
It's bigger in the United States. That's just worldwide, right? So worldwide, Catholicism's way bigger than evangelicalism, but not in the U.S. The U.S., it's flipped. But like that, and maybe that flips our view. But again, that's kind of the thing here is like, okay, so 90% of the world is wrong. And again, maybe that's true as the person like Dave, I'm in the agnostic category too. Maybe that's true, but that is an awfully big assumption that we small percentage are right and 90% are just wrong. And again, a lot of those 90% aren't wrong by choice. They're wrong, quote, wrong because they were born in the wrong part of the world or born to the wrong parents who were believers of some other religion or not believers in any religion at all.
But the next sentence to that is, and let me just say again, not only are they wrong, they're doomed, which I think goes against the very definition of what Christianity stands for. That's why I don't buy that.
Yeah, Tom made an interesting point on the chat. Unless you speak Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew, you really haven't read the Bible. What we've read are translations of translations of translations over 2,000 years. Translations that have been changed by kings, that have been edited by not just popes, but by cardinal conventions. I'm forgetting what they're calling them. I'm such an idiot. I grew up Catholic. I should know this. But like, there are a lot of groups of people that have come together over time to change what's in there and what's not and to alter the terms. And some of the translations are just wrong based on scholars that I've read, because people just misunderstood a word that was written in Aramaic or written in ancient Greek. And then that changed the meaning of a sentence, and people have assumed the wrong thing all along.
We got that all figured out. It's not even 1:30.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back, DGS. It's a good discussion. You should be able to discuss religion in mixed company.
Well, I mean,
as long as everyone's respectful
tomorrow,
and everyone's not name calling. Yeah. And yeah, it's our last chance.
Yeah. I mean, and to be clear, I think my best message, if you don't misinterpret me, I clearly am admitting I don't know. And I just believe nobody else does
either.
Well,
just say you know. We're gone tomorrow. Who cares?
Yeah. Hedge your bets.
Hey, if I say I know, does that mean I get to go?
Maybe.
I'll tell you this.
Can't hurt.
And I just told these guys in the break. One thing I've always thought, and you can agree and disagree about understandability. But I have children, and that's the closest I'll ever come to understanding the relationship between any God and his or her created beings. And if I were leaving for a year and I had to leave a note or a little pamphlet for my children on what I expected them to do and how to find me, they're going to miss their dad. It would be the simplest, most concise thing ever. Right? Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave any room for misinterpretation. Oh, you're at the QT at 40 and K, not at 70 and K. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if it were like religion, then the kids would split and Phoebe would say, no, I've read what dad left. He's at Highway K and 40. And Nick would say, no, he's at 70 and K. I guarantee you. And that to me is kind of what has happened. So maybe God did leave a really easy to understand pamphlet and we screwed it up.
Yeah, right. Right.
But if this is what he left, I can't give him a really great grade because you confused everyone.
Mm.
There are thousands of sects of people who think, now maybe they're wrong, maybe everyone goes to heaven or maybe every Christian or whatever it is, I don't know. But you have to admit that the record we have, the pamphlet that was left behind, has caused a lot of...
Yeah, but I blame that more on us than anything. Yeah. We screw up everything.
That's my analogy.
We can't even get from my analogy
with Nick
tomorrow,
and Phoebe.
You know.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
arguing with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know it's necessarily
I mean, we humans have had 2,000 years to muck it all up. We're pretty good at mucking things up. You know?
Doesn't again, take us that long.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's human, and that's a human thing. And
humans.
Yeah.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Ass on KMOX. Trisha's hanging out with us until 1 p.m. She may be back on Thursday. Jury's out. We'll wait and see. We don't know.
It's not the best scheduler. I will say that.
Well, we were locked in.
I wouldn't say locked in.
You said these are the dates I want. I said perfect. Let's do it.
And then Friday, you're not even on the air.
And then Friday, we're not on the air.
So it wasn't perfect.
You'd have found out.
When you showed up.
When you showed up.
Oh, I would have been so mad.
I wouldn't want to see that Trish.
That'd be top three, Andrew, I'm mad at you about. Yeah. Lottery, driving on the left side, and that.
Making you show up when there's no show.
Wait for my number three. Yeah. This got a slot open for you.
I had an interesting experience yesterday. So every month I get an email to my email,
from PayPal saying you were charged $18.99 for Hulu. Uh-huh. So I don't watch Hulu very much, clearly. But the last few times I've gone to it in the past year, I've logged in with my email and it says, welcome, pick a plan. Which plan do you want? And I'm like, I have the $18.99 plan. Just let me watch Hulu. So I called on a Sunday morning.
Look at you.
Sunday morning.
David.
Brave. I know. And I was rewarded because I got a really nice lady. And she even said things like, this does not seem fair to me. So what we figured out,
That's a good line.
It was under an old email, also on Yahoo, that I no longer even have access to.
Oh.
Which parenthetically, I said this before, but just get this crap. When I contacted Yahoo a year or so ago and said, hey, I have this old Yahoo, and a bunch of stuff is going to it. Can I just change my password? And they're like, absolutely. It's $15.99 a month. I'm like, that's...
What?
Yeah, and I thought they meant 1 month. And I'm like, well, that's kind of crappy that you're charging me to just get into my email. But okay, it was... You had to subscribe to this next level to be able to go in and change your password. So anyway...
Every month?
Every month. Yeah, for like a year. So I didn't do that. I'm like, I'll just miss whatever goes to that old email. We all have
one. You're really
one.
Throwing a lot out here.
I know.
How did that email get to you then?
Because it's PayPal. So PayPal has my new email.
Oh.
But Hulu...
Okay,
didn't.
I got it.
But here's the interesting part. The lady was really nice, and I guess Disney and Hulu and all that is all together. Mm-hmm. And she said... This is going to be one of the more pleasant calls I get today because all we're doing is fielding people canceling Disney because of the Kimmel thing.
Because ABC, Disney, Hulu.
So it's
same
just,
group.
You could just hear the phones ringing in the back. She's like, that's all we're doing.
Have any numbers come out on that yet? Like how much?
$3.5 billion.
That's what they've been losing?
That's what they lost.
Wow.
Yeah, basically in a week.
Because, you know, you always hear talk about, oh, I'm going to cancel that, and then no one ever really does.
Right,
like,
sure.
I was just wondering how much they actually lost.
Yeah, no, if I were them, I would depend on, one, people not doing what they say they're going to do, and two, just they'll be back in 6 months. But, yeah, the short term was $3.5 billion.
So I wonder how that's going to turn out, and I'm sure I could read a lot of articles, but since we're on a talk show, I'll bring it up here.
Why not?
You know, like, what's really going to happen if they say, okay, you can come back, we want you to do a couple things, and he says no. Like, who is it on then?
That is the new, that's the new narrative, is that just today it came out that ABC, I guess $3.5 billion got their attention. ABC has reached out to Kimmel and said, let's meet again. And I have to believe that it would be, okay, we desperately want your people not mad at us, but you have to jump through some hoops. You're going to have to blah, blah, blah. And what Sinclair, the company said, was he needs to give a formal apology and he needs to give a meaningful donation to Turning Point, which I'm guessing for a guy like Kimmel would be $1 million. So then it's going to come down, I'm guessing, to Jimmy Kimmel to say, I'm willing to eat some crow to get my show back or I'm not.
I don't know how he does that with what he's
done in the
on.
Past.
Yeah, and done in the past. I don't know how he makes that donation.
Mm. Interesting.
And because he has been... Or sources say he doesn't feel like he should apologize for anything.
Yeah.
Well, then let's put this another step forward then. Does Jimmy Kimmel have leverage? In other words, if this all ends up in his termination, do you guys think he gets another job? High-quality, high-paying job pretty fast?
Yes.
So even if he
does a podcast.
Yeah,
or
hey,
YouTube.
Stephen Colbert, let's do a podcast together.
So in other words, he's got... significant revenue opportunities either way.
And he's already rich.
So he's got leverage.
Yeah.
But can... Okay, let's say ABC says, okay, just apologize, we'll be fine. And he says no. Can he legally get out of his contract and just leave?
Yeah, it all depends on how it's written. Is it written that, you know, in disciplinary cases you have to comply or blah, blah, blah? I mean, like, I'm sure...
Like, how much money would he lose then if he just says, no, I don't want to come back
I'm
then.
Sure his contract is a little more complicated than mine is.
Yeah.
But he also, I'm sure, had a team of lawyers on it, too.
For sure.
So, yeah. I it all depends on what the language is. Because, so, like, I know better in baseball and in sports, like, there's language in all contracts for conduct detrimental to the league. And that's put in there, and then it's that there's a little bit of leeway there with how the commissioner can interpret that and what it actually means.
But we probably have something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure we have some version morality of a morals clause, yeah. Right? You know, if you embarrass the company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what that is and how he wants to play it and how seriously. Because I think if I'm him, I would probably definitely apologize for my error and for being mean. And again, it wasn't over the top, but just, you know, like that timing is bad. I shouldn't have done that. That kind of thing. If he really believes that he did nothing wrong, then obviously, how do you make that compromise? And think of it from even if you're a huge Charlie Kirk fan and you don't care about Kimmel or you even hate Kimmel. If someone asked you, you don't think you did anything. You don't think you did anything wrong. You believe in your heart you didn't do anything wrong. Would you apologize for a thing?
That's a hard pill to swallow.
Because that's what it comes down to. This is not about agree or disagree with Jimmy Kimmel. This is, if you don't think you did anything wrong, mm-hmm. do you apologize?
Would you?
I don't know.
I don't see you doing that.
And Jimmy Kimmel, right or wrong, has built his brand on I'm anti these guys.
Sure.
And so if he were to try to squeak out an apology that got his job back, but go back to being that guy, that's pretty tough putt.
It's like Bill Maher going to the White House or sitting down with President Trump. Like everyone was mad. And like that's not his thing.
Let me make an observation, and you guys agree or disagree, along with the people on the stream, which, by the way, we really value you guys. We'll give you crap now and then, and we'll block you if you're an a-hole. But we appreciate you guys making comments and disagreeing with us. That's what makes the world go round. Where was I going with that?
I'm not sure.
What was the last thing we were talking about? I had something.
I said, Bill Maher going.
Oh, yes. I consider myself a bit of a Bill Maher. I've always been in the middle. I'll go a little left on this social stuff. I'll go a little right on this, you know, like protection and taxes and whatnot.
But you call everybody out.
But we're the most hated people, right? Because Bill Maher, I watched him this weekend, and he just said a number of things, but he was typically him. But in this current atmosphere, I think what's going on is if you're in the middle, very few people appreciate that. Very few people see in you what they believe and go, now there are some things that you believe that I don't, but I appreciate where we line up. I think they find the thing they disagree with and the thing maybe they hate, and then they hate you. Even though you agree with some of their things, if you don't check all the boxes, I think if you check 7 out of 10 boxes for a person, they're going to hate you because of the 3 boxes that are unchecked.
Yeah.
However, if you watch AOC and a few of the people who are solidly on the left, they're saying things like Charlie Kirk is in hell and he's just dust to me. They're saying like really over the top things, but they're not taking the crap. Because people know,
they expect it. Yeah.
They expect it. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to me.
They're already the enemy of one side, and they already have their fan base.
Yeah.
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 I really think, though, just going back to the career thing, take all the political stuff out of it that we're all fighting about. Career-wise, I think it's the best thing for him not to go back there. Because I think late night's dying anyway.
I would agree.
The viewers aren't there.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I just think he, career-wise, could make so much more money and be much more popular if he did a YouTube or a podcast or something like that. Or even went on a talk show like on CNN. Or they have that really bad trying to be
comedy
funny
show.
Comedy show. Like, he could do a really good one. Or like a Bill Maher show on a MSNBC or a CNN, where he belongs, really. Because anyone who's going to watch him, you want to hear what you want to hear. Like, you know what you're getting. I think that's where it belongs.
I do think that late night has died for a lot of reasons. But for me, as an agnostic guy in the middle, I think one of the biggest reasons was when they all went to attacking Trump.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like Trump, and I haven't watched a minute of their content because I don't care. I don't find not liking Trump funny. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and late night shows were not political.
And if they were, they went in both sides.
Trump.
They
right.
always win at both sides.
And even SNL, like you expect, okay, it doesn't matter who the president was, they make fun of the president.
Yeah.
The Johnny Carson, doesn't matter who, they would make a couple of jokes about politics and then move on. These guys don't move on anymore. Well, especially Colbert and Kimmel, like the whole monologue is almost political.
Yeah. Welcome back, DGS. Corey Hall online says, how would Johnny Carson respond to this? It's interesting, Corey, because we were just literally talking about Johnny Carson on the break. First of all, Johnny would not have gotten his you-know-what in a ringer.
No.
He was too smart for that. But a different topic, but I think it's kind of interesting. We're just talking about how Johnny Carson, the old Tonight Show, is so revered. I get it. I grew up with it.
Me too. Yeah.
But if you go back and watch it, and watch an episode, it's 80% not great, and then some classic moments.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And... fine. I think it's kind of interesting that they did 60 minutes and they had 100 writers and all that production and they, you know,
all the guests
couldn't
in the world,
make an hour great.
The biggest stars in the world anytime you wanted them.
They didn't really have to, though. It was the only
thing.
That's it, right?
But I also think it's interesting how entertainment ages.
Yeah.
Like at some point, I've told this story before, in the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, they had complained about the last World's Fair. The music was too old. So they brought in the hippest act of 1904.
Yeah.
John Philip Sousa.
Oh. He was the...
Can you imagine sitting through a John Philip Sousa concert now?
Oh, man.
Or
no, you're
the
right.
1930s and 40s vaudeville. Waka chaka chaka tuk tuk tuk. You know...
How everything's evolved.
Everything's so... Yeah. And so, like, if you forced Phoebe and her friends to watch a bunch of Johnny Carson episodes, they'd be like, what the hell is this?
Even maybe Friends. I don't know. And that might be cool to like, but, you know, everything has its day and everything's funny of the time.
Of the time.
And then, yeah, move on, it evolves, and it's just not funny anymore.
Yeah.
And we were also talking about that, too. Like, I can't believe the networks keep running shows that lose so much money.
Yeah. Well, Trish made a great point that maybe they didn't want to be the first one to start killing late night.
Yeah.
It's such an institution that, they didn't want to be the first one. And now that a couple have fallen. But I do think this is probably also the best thing that happened to Jimmy Fallon. The Tonight Show probably has a much better chance of sticking around. The field is just not the same. You can't keep all of those shows on at night with no viewers. People aren't watching it. They're watching it the next day.
Let me ask you guys this, because I have an answer.
On Instagram or something.
Do you feel a chill? I'll make it a statement. I've never felt a chill on the air before, being afraid to say something. Like, I know I can't say the F word, or I can't talk about sex graphically. I get that, FCC stuff. But giving an opinion, this is the first time in my career where I'm really double and triple checking what I say. And I don't like that. But I mean, it is where we are.
Because it could happen over anything. It could happen because it's a slow news day. It could happen because you flubbed your words.
Yeah.
It could literally happen over anything.
Yes.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Yeah. I'm less worried about it when it's just people being people. If you say something that angers people and they call your boss and complain, that's one thing. It's an entire thing that's opposite of that and more than that when you have senior government officials saying, we're coming after you.
Yeah, but what about the mob mentality? Like you get one person, then
that.
It's five, and then it's 100, and then it's 1,000, then you have people picketing, and it's just...
I don't know why I don't worry about that as much. I mean, it's not to say that it can't happen. I don't worry about that as much. I worry more about consolidated power telling people they can or cannot say things. It's one thing if individuals work together, and again, this is a weird line, and maybe I'm just a weirdo, but it's one thing if a whole bunch of people are just genuinely mad and they make phone calls and they start doing this thing versus one powerful person not liking what I said. Which, by the way, if it's my boss or if it's an executive in my company, that I'm already subject to that. But that's different because that's a private business as opposed to a government. Government should not be touching that.
So what
and
do
it's
you think
literally of, in the Constitution. So
what happens from here? Is this a one-off, or is this what is this what's going to start happening? Or do we have stops in place, like everyone keeps
saying?
We'll
find out. Right? Isn't it what Brad always says, that they're going to test all of these things, and we'll know based on what the judges come back with, whether it's Supreme Court or just,
and it's really
just
in
that.
The conservatives' hands, Republicans' hands, really. Like
I mean, they've won.
Either
they've won elections.
Either
yeah.
they stand up though and say this is wrong, or they let it happen and it keeps going.
Oh, you mean in that way? I don't know. I mean, yeah, to a
or
degree.
Both.
But I would also say it's you know, the if the people who are placed in positions of power to interpret the law interpret the law and leave politics out of it, I think it'll be fine.
I will say I don't think Kimmel's going to be the last. I mean, the FCC chair said the last shoe has not dropped. So,
and that's what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about a person in a position of power, a government position of power, saying we're still coming after people.
Yeah. Thank you, Trish. We'll see you Thursday.
Maybe.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.